From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an agreement coming soon. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he expects an agreement in very short order with Russia on air safety above Syria to avoid a potential mid-air accident between U.S. and Russian jets. The Pentagon says Russian and U.S. pilots carrying out separate missions in Syria came within 16 kilometers of each other at one point last week. Also Tuesday, militants fired rockets at Russia's embassy in Damascus in what Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called an act of terror. Three Israelis have been killed in a new wave of shooting and stabbing attacks by Palestinians in Jerusalem and elsewhere. The Israeli cabinet is authorizing police to seal off troubled areas in Jerusalem. Robert Berger has more.
The escalating Palestinian attacks on Israeli civilians come at a time of stalemate in the peace process. Peace talks broke down last year, leaving Palestinians frustrated and despairing of their goal to create an independent state. Israel says it is prepared to return to the negotiating table today without preconditions. But the Palestinians say Israel's expansion of West Bank settlements and its refusal to withdraw to the 1967 borders means there is nothing to talk about. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will travel to Israel and the Palestinian territories due to the escalation of violence there. European Union observers say that despite logistical problems, Guinea's presidential election on Sunday appeared to be free and fair. The findings are at odds with opposition candidates who say the election was rigged in favor of President Alpha Conde. They say the vote should be annulled. This is VOA News.